I definitely came into Berkeley caring about race. I went to Georgia State University in Atlanta. I started there in 2012, which is the same year that Trayvon Martin was murdered in Florida. And so as you can imagine, Atlanta was pretty politically charged, as it is considered to be the Black Mecca of the U.S. So I started my undergrad career pretty much entrenched in this racial and political time that I think we're currently living in. What about you?
It's hard for me not to care about race and or gender because of all the identities I encompass kind of assails me all the time. So, you know, I'm half Chinese, half Ghanaian. So grappling with that on an individual level and then also as a woman. So I would say before Berkeley Law, I cared about it more in a selfish way, like just me and how am I going to make it through? Because I always felt like I had to choose which identity I should be more like. And then definitely I think Trayvon Martin's murder was a turning point in the national conversation. So after law school, I think my caring about it became more the systemic issues. It's less selfish.
I think it's interesting too, just like thinking about the intersectionality of identity. So before coming to Berkeley, I always said I was Jamaican American, even though I would check like the African American box. And I feel like during my time here, I've always just said, oh, I'm Black, because that's the most salient. I think people here at least don't necessarily appreciate the diversity of Blackness or just like the diversity of experience across the world as much as they probably should. If there was one thing you could change about how the law school handles race and gender, what would it be?
First, I think they should admit more people of color. I know I was really frustrated coming in as a first-year law student, and I don't remember what the exact statistic was, but it was a pretty high statistic of people of color. I looked around the room, and I was like, I don't think there's that many people of color. There were a lot of people of Asian descent, and I felt like that was being used to make it seem like everything was fine. Look how great we're doing when that's not the case. I think admitting more students of color, being honest about the different subgroups within that, and being more willing to talk about the work that we need to do. How about you?
The statistics threw me when I first came here too, because I think on the website when we came in, it said there were around 40% students of color. And then when I came here, there were less than 4% Black students. But also like the administration's response to its lack of diversity is still kind of startling. We're saying there are access issues, there are resource issues. And even while we're here, there's still this disconnect between our experiences and what the majority of the law school is experiencing. They're having implicit bias trainings. The trainings aren't mandatory. So you're still finding self-selection in terms of who's going to these events. That doesn't really play out in an adequate way in the classroom settings or like even in our interpersonal relationships with our fellow students and organizations, who's saying what and who thinks what is appropriate. I feel like the school does very little, if anything, to address that. And that's so problematic.
Was there a person or professor at Berkeley Law who had a particularly strong influence in how you think about race and or gender?
So I have two individuals at Berkeley who come to mind. One is Savala, the executive director of the Henderson Center, and the other is Professor Birchall Ross. As we know, we came in right before 45 was elected into office, so it's been a very politically fraught time here, and I've just had to work through my own personal beliefs and my own values and try to like stick to them. And I think Savala has been instrumental in being a listening ear and giving me advice when I seek it out. Professor Ross is the same way. I actively go to his office and just vent about what I'm going through in the application process, what I experience in the Berkeley community as a whole, like being in the city of Berkeley and in the Bay Area after coming from New York and Atlanta. Those two, I think, have been mentors in a very impactful way and to me a very special way. I'm so grateful for them because I don't know how my experience would be at Berkeley had it not been for those two.
For me, there was a really pivotal moment when I had a conversation with Professor Amanda Tyler, who was my civil procedure professor my first semester. I was frustrated about an experience I had with a white male judge. That doesn't give anything away because there are so many white male judges out there.
Don't we know it?
And I was frustrated about the lack of diversity among the faculty and how it just seemed like it'd be difficult to find a mentor who was like me. And she said that it was important to look for mentors everywhere. You'd be surprised how many people are willing to be your mentor. Sometimes all you have to do is ask. They don't need to look like you. In fact, it'd be really hard to find someone who looked like me. And I still have that conversation in my mind. And in that moment, I actually asked her, will you be my mentor? And she said, yes. And since my first semester, she's just been very supportive and asked me, what do I want to do? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I need to figure that out because this is my life. And I don't need to get every golden nugget in order to have a good life. And I think as a law student, we're like sometimes stuck in this rat race where we think like, mm-hmm. we need to get this in order to be happy. We need to get that in order to be happy. But that's not necessarily the case. Mm-hmm. And we have talked a lot about what it's like to be a woman in the law, especially a woman who wants to have a family.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people talk about that. So that's been nice to have someone to talk to about that, especially someone who is honestly a badass in her field. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty great. What are the most important lessons you've learned being part of this community?
Just to know your own values and to stick by them. Everyone knows the phrase, if you don't stand for something, then you'll fall for anything, right? And I feel like it's important to, one, grow with the knowledge that you're gaining, but also know what you're not willing to stand for. And I think Berkeley has taught me that specifically just because race at Berkeley has a weird undercurrent of almost hostility. And now I would say kind of an overcurrent given who's in office. And I just think knowing what I stand for, knowing what the people around me stand for is very important. What about you?
I think it's really important to be kind to people. Mm-hmm. Part of that is like your reputation really does matter and it will follow you forever. Mm-hmm. If you're a terrible person, people will remember that. The legal community is small. The Black legal community is even smaller. Mm-hmm. The Black female legal community is even smaller. Tiny. So be yourself, but also be kind to others.
I remember coming to the law school the day after the 2016 election, and people were so mean. People were like in the hallways crying. Everyone was either emotionally like destroyed, or some people were happy and you could tell who was happy, and that's fine for them.
Some people wore MAGA hats mm-hmm. to class, and those people will be remembered forever.
Forever. But in situations where you get what you want, like if you voted for Trump, more power to you, go ahead, live your best life. But if you know people who are hurting because of this election, we had professors in class crying and like talking about how we don't know where the country is going to go. So if you know that's the state of the school and you come to class wearing a MAGA hat, is that the most appropriate forum? So just being mindful of how what you're feeling in that moment will affect other people around you.
So what advice do you have for law students of color?
It's gonna sound cliche. Keep fighting the good fight is what comes to mind. It gets hard, it's gonna be hard, but you have a network here in us, in fellow law students, in professors, in the legal community who are willing to help, who want to help, who will reach out to you to help. Take advantage of that and don't feel overburdened when the burden is high, as it will be, and just keep fighting. What about you?
Be ready for how hard it's going to be,
yeah.
But it's not impossible. I think to add to that, look for mentors yeah. and sponsors, not just in your own peer group, but especially with the professors mm-hmm. and other faculty and staff, because having that reference, somebody who can vouch for you mm-hmm. means a lot more than anything like a grade will ever mean.
Yeah. A sponsor has the clout to pull you up to where they are.
Yeah.
Even if they're not a direct mentor that you talk to as consistently, they are someone who has your back and is willing to help you move forward in your life and in your career. Mm-hmm.